critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. All right, let's start off this episode with a quick review of a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the argument to the purse fallacy. Okay, do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the argument to the purse fallacy is? So the argument to the purse fallacy happens when someone tries to make or tries to dismiss an argument or a position solely based on the wealth or the financial status of the person presenting the argument. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing an argument to the purse fallacy is this: regardless of how wealthy they are, is their idea good or not? So if you want to review or hear more about the argument to the purse, go back and check out episode 154. Guys, I am super excited to share with you that this month the podcast is being sponsored by Summit Ministries. If you are a Christian parent like me, one of your hopes is probably that your children will grow up to develop an unshakable faith, to be followers of Christ, to live out His call on their lives in a way that brings glory to God. But you also know that our kids live in a world that can be very challenging to follow Christ faithfully. One mom whose child went to Summit shared this: "I am not capable of teaching my kids all the things they learn at Summit. I homeschool them and we read a lot of great books together, but nothing compares to what they've internalized after attending Summit. Summit takes the best of the best of the best speakers, and they plan each session in a way that the kids can get the most out of it. That means having downtime, having fun activities, having good food, thoughtful dialogue, access to speakers, staff connection, all of it." Okay, guys, so what is Summit? Summit is a two-week camp that students can go to between the ages of 16 and 22. It's a two-week conference that's either held in Colorado or they have one in Georgia. It's throughout the summer. And my daughter is going this year, and I am so excited for her to go. I can't wait to hear all about her experience. I'm going to be sharing it with you guys as well. But definitely go check it out, you guys. They have given me a discount code, where you can get $200 off the tuition to go. So if you use discount code BrainCell24, BrainCell24, go to summit.org/BrainCell. You can get all kinds of information there. They do have financial assistance also available for those in need, and you can give your kids an unshakable faith this summer at Summit Ministries. I highly recommend, definitely go check them out. Okay, guys, let's dive into today's new fallacy. It is called the appeal to the law fallacy. So the appeal to the law fallacy happens when someone says that since something is legal, it must be morally right. It must be morally just. Or since something is illegal, it must be morally wrong. So here's a simple example of what this sounds like. Have you ever heard of some of the silly old laws that are still on the books in different cities or states? For instance, it's illegal in some cities in Texas to sell Limburger cheese on a Sunday. So I could say that because it's illegal to sell Limburger cheese on Sunday, it's therefore immoral. It's wrong. It's evil to sell that cheese. And anyone who would do such a thing is an evil person. Okay, but we have to ask, is selling that type of cheese really immoral? It's fine on Monday through Saturday. Why is it immoral on Sunday? Right? So no, there's nothing immoral about selling cheese, but I have no idea how that law got passed originally, but it does make me laugh. And it's a good example of kind of this fallacy taken out to its kind of silly conclusion. Or how about, here's another example. How about this one? Scott and Derek are in the back pasture tying up their younger brother Mark to a hay bale and throwing darts at him. And by the way, this just may have happened with my brothers. So their mom comes out and tells them to stop doing that immediately. And they argue, "Why? We're just having fun. Besides, there's no law against it. It's not like we're going to go to jail or anything." Okay, do you see the fallacy here? So this is an example where something is wrong. It is wrong to tie up a brother and throw darts at him, even though it's not considered to be illegal. There might not be a specific law on the books. forbidding it, but that doesn't mean it's right to do. So the problem behind the appeal to the law fallacy is that we can't confuse what's legal with what's moral. There have been lots of laws passed that are immoral. They're wrong. They're evil. And there are lots of things that are immoral that are not against the law. Now, what gets tricky with this is that different people have different standards for morality. As a Christian, I believe the word of God is our standard for right and wrong, for morality. But we live in a country where not everyone believes that. Different people are deciding what they think is moral from different standards. And laws can get passed based on those different standards. Does that make those laws moral? No, it doesn't. And we can't assume that just because something is legal, it's automatically good and right and just. And by the same token, we can't assume that something isn't wrong just because there's no law against it. So here's a couple prime examples. First one is with abortion. Roe versus Wade was passed in 1973, legalizing abortion in the United States. Did that ruling automatically make abortion morally right? No, not at all. Same with slavery. There may have been times and places where slavery was legal, but that doesn't mean it was ever morally right. And marijuana use may be legal in certain states, but does that mean it's a good thing to be smoking or it's a good idea? No, not at all. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing an appeal to the law fallacy is this: that may be legal, but does that make it right? Or that may not be illegal, but does that mean it's not wrong? Okay, guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think, and it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filterthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filterthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filterthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people in your life.